It's Friday, and I need something. God, I need something. Something has to happen right now. Something different. Something new. Something powerful. Something interesting. Something unique. I know what it might be time for. I've been threatening to do this. It might be time to do it. I'm going to go kidnap the girls. Folks, you can check me out at FM 107. What do I need if I'm going to drag the girls in here? I need some girly stuff. What are they like? Oh, I'll get a candle out here. Let me light a candle for them. Let's see. I don't know if that's even legal. Oh, that looks nice. We'll dim the lights. Such likes the lights real low. I'll put it at the Suchi level for the girls, and a little doily, they're into that too there. We'll set that up. Okay, this is inviting now. Oh, and some soft music. I'm going to leave here for a while, folks. I'll be at FM 107. I'll drag the girls here. Yeah. And they'll dig this. I'll see you in a little bit, all right? Or check me out at FM 107, the girly station. Yeah, okay. 107.1, I think, FM. Bye-bye now.
Switch
Mishki
to the AM 1500. Well,
all right, we will.
We will. For 10 minutes, we're going to do it. But first, we're going to talk about St. Paul Harley Davidson
because we're in the middle of an ad.
We are in the middle of an ad.
I drive nothing but Harleys from St. Paul.
St. Paul, that's right. You heard it from Mishki here first. We are going to be there at 6:30 to what time?
Nine.
That's right.
Oh, it's going to be fun stuff. Eyebrow tinting.
Alison Kaplan is coming with us.
Seminar.
We're having
fashion
wine.
Fashion show. We're having Buffalo Wild Wing food.
Is he really going to make a switch?
Oh, my we're switching.
Okay, that's
all right. Turn into AM 1500.
Hey, go do your own show.
I'm over there. I'm just moving momentarily.
Are we done?
I guess
great.
We are. All right.
It smells nice in here.
Stop
it's that time of year again when your green thumb needs to get out and play.
Well, welcome to AM 1500. This is Lori. We've got Julia here. Mishki has commandeered FM 107. I wonder what the girls are and guys are thinking.
Well,
what's your name again? Guy over there with the
I am known as High Speed Chase.
Oh my,
I love it that Mishki is lit a candle.
Maybe we
in
can
here.
Do a little 1-900 talk.
I'm ready to take off my sweater. It's very hot in here. Are you feeling hot in here, Julia?
Well, I just can't believe we're doing
I can't
this.
Believe that this is happening to us.
Well, how is life in AM 1500 land? I don't know.
What
their
you,
studio
what were
is,
you guys talking about?
Yeah. Nothing, because obviously Mishki was walking around the building when he's supposed to be on the air.
Yeah, you are starting the show, more
oh,
or less.
Oh, we're starting the show.
More or less, yeah.
Well, we're the sister station, and we're the lovely women that are in the studio right next door. And normally we sing on Fridays.
We do.
And we tell people what to do over the weekend.
We just gave away a beautiful pair of diamond hoop earrings.
That would be an excellent present for you men out there who are looking for a gift.
And we also invented the nipple enhancers.
We
and,
always
you know,
have to tell
since
that.
Since we're talking to people, man, we should talk about nipples. Well, probably a good subject.
People are very, they either love them or hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Most men love them.
You think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's his name again?
High Speed Chase.
High Speed Chase, are you a nipple boy?
Am I a nipple boy?
Yeah,
sure.
A nipple man.
Sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
But you're not
some
a lady
people.
Boy.
A what?
A lady boy.
What's a lady boy?
You know, a boy, a man that has some female, you know, mannerisms.
Like a metro?
I think a lady boy might
you're
be.
You're talking about a girly man.
Well, that's another word for it, a girly
okay,
man.
Yeah, I don't think I'm one of those.
Yeah, I don't think you are. Not with your Ireland beer drinking jacket that you got
I
on today.
I can't believe they let Mishki drink in here. You know, I thought that was illegal on Hubbard property. Seriously, no wonder why he's always so odd and off. I mean, he's drinking during the whole show.
He is not drinking.
Look at the keg over there in the corner. These guys have fun here in this garage or whatever they call it over here. I think it's got to be a lot of fun.
Do you know that I have listened to Mishki and I have thought that you guys were off the air because sometimes he just... You know,
well, he's disappeared. I don't think anyone's listening, by the way, anymore.
People are listening. The call lines are lighting up. I mean, I can't believe
how many people are calling. It's Friday night. Whatever you want to know about.
I'm so thrown for a loop.
I can't believe he lights candles in here. Does he do prayers and stuff before the show?
No seances or anything.
Nothing?
He did this for us, Julia.
We'd like to talk to the boys. What's your number?
Yeah, we don't know.
What's the number over here?
I don't have any
1-800-TALK.
I think that's what it is, but we're missing some middle letters.
Yeah, I don't know what they are.
You know who I would like to hear from is Undertaker Fred. He's like my favorite, one of my favorite
guys who calls
characters.
In.
Oh, yeah. He always will sing a little song.
Oh, maybe he'll sing with us.
And he has, I don't know how he got the moniker Undertaker Fred.
Well, we'll learn about it.
All right, we're going to talk to Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Well, there's no Kelly there. No. They don't work it as smooth over here as we do.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you?
We're good. Thank you for calling us.
Welcome to the other side of the radio station.
I know. Is there any, can you give us any guidance about what we should be, you know,
chatting about?
Oh, you can talk about anything. I just wanted to tell you that not just men listen to 1500, because I'm a very loyal listener and caller to 1500, but I switch over occasionally and listen to you guys, too, because
I think
you're just hilarious.
Well,
thanks,
thank
sweetie.
You. And you know what? I have listened to AM 1500. My first husband, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I listened to the Round Mound of Sound, Don Vogel.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved Bob Yates in the morning.
Oh,
and Kenny Soulman.
I used to sell advertising for KSTP AM when we were at the old building on Highway 61 in Maplewood, and that was when Turi Ryder was making her grand appearance.
Oh, Turi, she's a legend.
She is a legend.
And Julia is a legend, and that's kind of how we got hired by Hubbard, because she famously faked a nervous breakdown to get out of her job at AM 1500.
It was really just a move with a guy to Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
But lots of money and was cute.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You notice that Mishki will walk into the building literally, if he's supposed to be on at, 5:30, he's walking into the building at, 5:32.
He gets away with that stuff.
Well, he's just, when you're a radio legend like Mishki, you get to do that.
I don't know how he can do that, how he can just walk in, right in, and just, boom, right on the air. But that's the wonder of
Mishki. You don't know. He's working 24/7 on his script, for crying out loud. He practices at home in front of the mirror. That is not all spontaneous stuff. I have watched him prep. You know that, Laurie. The guy spends hours in front. He really doesn't ever talk to his family or his children because all he's doing is writing scripts.
Oh.
Script. You'd think he was writing a movie. No, just scripts. So he really plans what he's doing.
As opposed to us.
I just wanted to welcome you guys. And,
thanks, sweetie.
Hey, come back again.
Yeah, I wonder if this has ever been done.
We've,
I don't think so.
We've tried to do it with Joe, because he's on really at the same time as us, but it has never worked.
We're afraid of him. I am, anyway.
Everybody is.
Well, he calls Lori the tall one, and I'm the midget. So those are our names to him.
And we call him afraid of vagina. He's not really afraid of one, of all of them, because he's married to a lovely woman. And, you know, but anyway, just in general, I go, God, that dude he's like afraid of vaginas. I wonder if they've ever said vagina on AM 1500.
I'm sure they have. Kelly, they use that a lot, don't they?
Occasionally, if it's brought up in different contexts.
Yes. Yeah, well, Viva La Volva is what I say. You know, there's a little rallying cry for you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Kelly.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah?
Let's listen to what Mishki's doing on your show.
Oh, please.
Go ahead. Run it up, Chase.
Rain and 42 degrees with FM 107 News. I'm John Hite.
Thank God, another man.
who's there?
Excuse me. Huh, I just mean on the air.
Excuse me again.
Oh, well, now.
What?
Let me check my anatomy just to make sure I haven't lost anything. I have questions for you, sir. I have many questions for you. John, is the news real important? It's Friday.
Not really.
I don't think
truthful.
So. Here's the question. Johnny, you just visit and leave. I notice Kenny does the same thing. And
yes,
by the way,
does.
The Kenny Olsen you guys get over here is very different. And I'd like to know what the story is there. Is he afraid to be the Kenny he is at AM 1500?
Yeah, it's been intimidating.
And you, sir, can I ask, because I listened today to the show, to get a sense of what I was walking into, how do you do it? I mean, how, and by that I mean, AM 1500 has predominantly male listeners, but I don't think this station has any non-female listeners.
That's not really true.
Okay.
It's about 20% male.
Seriously, and I mean this, and it may be just that I don't get it, but why would a guy listen to this station? Why would any guy? It screams, maybe with the other shows, but this show screams, get out of here,
guys. Yeah, but it helps you learn how the other half thinks.
It may be that. I haven't felt this way since I snuck into the girls' locker room in high school, and they weren't even there. I was just walking around saying to myself, wow, is this something? Is this different? I mean, in here... it may be the same microphone and the same computer, but otherwise, the whole atmosphere... It
smells nicer.
Yeah, with the feeling...
pictures of men on the wall.
Pictures of men on the wall.
They're, and how do the guys who... the guy who works in this room, how does he handle that?
He ignores it for the most part.
All right. Yeah. But there's the estrogen's in the air.
Yeah.
You know what, Tommy? Since nobody's asked, why are you in there?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tommy Mischke, everybody, AM 1500, whose show starts at... when does it start?
I don't know.
About 15 minutes ago.
What's going on?
Wait a minute. Your show started 15 minutes ago. What the hell? What are you doing here?
I was just, I was doing my show.
Are we simulcasting?
No, I was doing my show, and it was a lonely, sad, rainy Friday. I felt down, and I said, something's got to happen. Something has to happen. Something different has to occur. I got to break out of this mood. I said, I'm going to go kidnap the girls, drag them down to my end, and I'll take over for them just for 10 minutes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, so they're on the air on your show right now.
Yeah, head on over there, you people who like Laurie and Julia. I just know Julia as Julie. I don't know what the Julia thing is. When I was going to high school with her, she was just Julie Barghini to me. And she doesn't even go by that.
Well, her given name is Julia on the birth certificate.
Well, that's not what we called her.
I know. What else did you call her?
Well, drunk, mostly.
Oh, I see.
She put him down. Holy moly. I honestly did go to high school with her.
I waited.
When I arrived here at KSTP in 1992, she was selling ads. I ran into her first in the hallway. She was selling ads. Little did I know, she'd
eventually... That didn't go well, you know, for her. Selling ads here?
By the way, I heard there was a sales guy who's still here who had a little crush on her back then.
Oh, really? Ooh.
And
first name?
Rob.
Oh, really?
And he's still single.
Uh-oh.
And I know that Julie swings.
Wow. Really? You do know her well, then.
And Laurie, God. I really don't know very well, but she seems possibly to be the wilder of the two. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, wow.
That is correct. See, this is what happens. Janine just emailed in, Tommy. What? This happened to the show!
Yeah, well, I kicked it. But let me tell you, the women who are upset that I took over here, let me tell you what I did for Laurie and Julia. What I did for them, knowing they were going to walk into a guy's station, I set out some doilies, and I'm serious. I lit a candle. I put on some Sade music, and you can ask them when they come back. I don't know. I didn't know what to pick. I thought they might like it. I put on some Sade, and I dimmed the lights.
Oh,
I dimmed the lights the way Suchi likes it. He likes it real dim, too. I think he has some gals in there. Okay. And so it's real. Meanwhile, in here, what's extraordinary to me is the amount of show prep. There is more spread out on this console than anyone in the history of AM 1500 has ever. Yeah. Nobody does this.
There's copious material in there.
These women work.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
By the way, my apologies again if you're just tuning in. I've just taken over, just briefly.
Tommy Mischke from AM 1500.
Yeah. You're friends, you're two little pals, and I know you want conversation, and I'm more into talk. Next door we have the talk studio. This is a conversation studio. Your pals are over there at AM 1500 right now. You can just go to AM 1500. The show's continuing.
They're on your show.
Yeah, they're on my show right now.
A little May sweeps ratings stunt where...
And it's not even a stunt. It's you do it because...
We can?
You just wonder if it's been done before. One time I didn't say anything for 2 hours on the air because I just wondered, had it ever been done? Could it be done? Is this possible?
And the ratings went up.
Yeah.
But anyway...
But I'm bummed.
I'm sorry.
So are you sort of a voyeur, Don?
Yeah, that's a good word for it. It's a fascinating exercise.
Is it kind of a high for you?
It's peeking into the minds of the other.
What do you do then to find balance in your life?
What do I do to find balance?
Yeah,
in my
after
life?
You leave here, what do you do to kind of counter the 3 hours?
Usually, slug down a six pack or two.
Uh-huh.
And go. Arr!
Yeah.
Just to make get my maleness back.
Do your guy friends talk to you about this?
Yeah. I don't have any guy friends. Okay. I used to.
Okay. Johnny and
before this gig, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Johnny and I'll be your buddy.
Would you?
Yeah, sure. Oh, we'll be your pal.
Feeling kind of sad.
And John, you don't come in here because you're scared of this room.
No, nobody's ever invited me. So.
And does Kenny go in that room too?
Kenny sits over here.
He
usually
sits on the other side. Yeah. Yeah.
So the men are over there, very segregated here.
It is. Yes. Right.
Well, I want to apologize for taking over.
No, it's been quite refreshing.
I just wanted to try it. I'm going to head back.
Okay.
They're probably wondering what's going on.
I'll get into our last commercial break here, okay. And then we can do the old switcheroo.
All right, I apologize. All you listeners, I don't know what got into me. I'm just feeling low today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you.
Your pals are over there at AM 1500 right now. You can just go to AM 1500. The show's continuing.
They're on your show.
Yeah, they're on my show right now.
I'm not saying
anything. Little May Sweeps ratings stunt.
Oh, yeah, Donnie.
Oh, you know Donnie's just a wreck right now, isn't he?
You do it because
we can?
You just wonder if it's been done before.
Donnie's
one
a little
time
anal,
I didn't say
so this has got to be driving him a little crazy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All right, so.
You forgot the other nickname you have that we use for you two down here. Whacked and stacked.
Oh, I know. And I know which one is stacked and which one is whacked. And
Julia
is stacked and I am whacked. And I don't know how I feel about that. But as a girl who just said Viva La Volva, I guess I can, figure it out.
You are whacked, Lori.
And you have to describe this nipple chick thing more. You just made a little reference to
it. Oh, don't you think people know?
You guys actually invented fake nipples that women can use to make it look like they're...
Erect. Perky.
Yeah, right.
And our other name, Kenny, if you want to know, is Perky and Sassy.
Oh, I like that better. Mm-hmm. That's not as nasty.
No.
All right, ladies, I have word that Mishki is coming back down the hall.
Well, maybe
here,
we don't want to leave.
Yeah, maybe we want to
lock the door. Don't let him in.
Yeah, we're locking the door.
All right, well, we got to throw it to a break here quick, and then you guys can battle it out with Mishki.
All right, fine.
Well, this was very, very exciting.
We are Lori and Julia from FM 107, weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m., check us out.
Thanks for coming down.
You probably won't after hearing us. Talking to our people. And that we prepped.
They're back.
We're back.
Okay, see
you. Okay. What he does in his studio.
He lit a candle.
He told us. He put out doilies for you.
Yes, he had doilies and a candle.
And Sade music.
Sade.
It is Sade. Sade is not correct.
Is it? I've always called it Sade.
No,
imagine that I would pronounce something wrong. That was very...
He thought you'd like that kind of music.
I'm glad to be back in the bosom of our studio.
My goodness.
I was completely thrown for a loop.
I know. But what he does in there, I mean, the prep that he does, I heard him talking about our prep. Oh, he's got a script. He does movie scripts every day.
All that crap you have spread all over your desk, he mistook that for prep.
No, it's really makeup. All right, we're going to
remember Janine from the New York trip?
Yes.
She sends an email, "What just happened to the show?" ?
Oh, that Mishki. Well, that's probably never been done.
No, it was kind of fun.
And we were listening to Mishki on AM 1500 talking on our show.
Right.
On KSTU. That was kind of fun.
That was very good. Right, we kept trying to talk, though, and I'm like, shut up and let those guys talk so we don't have to.
That's fine. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
107.1 FM 107.